This is Radio Kate out and about at the Great Escape Festival, and I've decided that, given it's a music festival, in fact, apparently Europe's biggest new music festival, and the place is teeming with trendy musos, I should at least see a couple of bands. So I've done just that, and Steve and I have just been to see, in leet speak, or actually in semi-leet speak, Teeth, T3ETH, at Life, which is just down... it was kind of down on the beach, actually, under the arches there. What did you make of Teeth?
I think they were... the first song I quite enjoyed, but the rest of it was pretty much just a lot of shouting and noise.
And what would you describe as their sort of genre? I'm not sure what they describe themselves. Like some melodic, electronic, new dance or something, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what it said in the brochure. And I suppose... And certain parts they were melodic, certain parts
were certainly not.
They definitely weren't. And she had an interesting voice if she didn't shout quite so much, but I guess that was the style, and everybody else seemed to enjoy it, so maybe it's just not my thing.
It was a pretty packed, warm, very warm venue, actually, and yeah, I enjoyed the first song too. I think it was called something like Moshi Moshi, and it was kind of catchy, and I thought, oh yeah, that might actually stick in my head. Having left, I can't remember it at all now, but at the time, you know, it's like, you know, when you're watching Eurovision, you think, oh, that will be a sticker, and then yeah, you completely forget until you look at your notes later on. Not that I make notes while I watch Eurovision. let's continue on. I think, I mean, she had a lot of effects on her voice. A lot of kind of almost auto-tune type stuff on the voice. And I think that maybe if it wasn't for that, I don't think it would really be in tune. Whether that's because she couldn't hear herself or not, I don't know.
Yeah, that was probably part of the problem in there. It's a really small venue. It's just one of those things when if she can't hear herself, then she's probably not going to stay very much in tune. The effects guy, whatever he was doing with his Apple Mac at the back, he seemed to be giving it a lot of energy, but I'm not really quite sure.
The drummer was very into it, and she...
Yeah. I really enjoyed the drummer. Yeah. I thought his beats were great. And overall, the energy of the band was good. So it wasn't totally rubbish band. I mean, they had some good ideas, but the actual delivery at the end of the day, I think, was just... It concentrated too much on pretty heavy shouting vocals, which was a shame. So.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. You certainly can't say that she didn't have energy, because that place was hot and she was leaping around like anything. Anyway, so we moved on from there, and we managed to completely miss the street, come back to it. I went over to Middle Street for a venue called Jam to see a band called Bones, who apparently you can't find any of their stuff online. Somebody was talking to me about them yesterday, saying they're a very good band. And they're sort of keeping them under wraps, and then suddenly they'll explode onto the scene. So I had high hopes. I had no idea what kind of music it was, but I had high hopes anyway, and went off to see them. I
initially thought they were going to be, just looking at them, probably heavy metal. Turned out to be a lot more melodic than that.
You're only basing that on the drummer's t-shirt, to be fair.
That is true. It's a stereotype I was giving them, but, you know, that's how it looks to me.
Another female lead singer. She had a very nice voice, I thought.
I thought it was a great voice, actually. Just disappointing that what came behind it in terms of the drums and bass guitar just didn't seem to offer enough to make them exciting. I think her voice was great, but...
She had it was almost like a jazz voice in a way, with the sort of the smoothness
smoky,
and then that smoky roughness underneath
roughness
it,
it,
you know.
Yeah. And that was good to hear. I mean, the venue itself was actually better in terms of sound. You could hear the lyrics a lot more, and I think there was a bit more thought had gone into the lyrics. So I was quite pleased with that, and I did like her voice, but one track became very similar to another track for me. So I think after three we left, so we didn't give it too much time.
That's a good point, actually, about the lyrics, because that that first band that we saw, it was basically Teeth. Yeah, they had like one repeated lyric through an entire song, and then another song would be another different lyric, and I found that a bit dull. I would agree about the backing things, but the only other thing I would say about the venue, stickiest floor I have ever come across, and I have been a student in two different universities. That floor, I'm wearing slip-on shoes. I thought I was actually going to leave them behind at several points. Anyway, where are we going next?
I forget. Where are we going next? Are we going,
to see a band? Oh, no, it's not a band. It's a single person.
Comedia, and it's called...
Something about mountains.
I keep thinking Mountain in the Whale, but it's not Mountain in the Whale. That was Said in the Whale, which was earlier in the street. And now I'm thumbing through. I'm just going to make it up, I think.
No pressure. The world's listening.
God.
Look, you circled them and everything.
Mountain and the trees. Really obvious, isn't it? It should have been
the mountain and the trees. Yeah. Well, we'll let you know how they sound. It's just one person, you say?
It is just one person, yeah. Okay, well, sounds like a group, but it is, in fact, one guy.
We'll let you know about that once we've not got run over, hopefully, and we've seen them.